internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time once again. Clear my throat. That's a cheese burp there. Or a cheese cough. You ever had that? A cheese cough? It is the Stephen Roy Podcast for September 6th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I said once on the radio, I think it was when I was in Mammoth Lakes. I said, you know, I stutter sometimes. I said, you know, I shouldn't do that. Listener calls in and says, you know what? Stephen, that is what we love about you, because you are real. You're a real person, not some puker with some fake voice. No. What you see is what you get. What you hear is what you get. So you either love me or you hate me, right? That's been my life story. Either you love me or you hate me. Well, as you can tell, I'm setting up as we go because it is game day here in West Texas. We are less than 2 hours from game time, but I will do a 2-hour podcast today. They don't start the game right at 11. Kickoff will be like 11:20. That's typical. They'll have the coin toss. Centennial Champion will run the field. Centennial Champion was a little funny last week, a little skittish, which has been his MO. In fact, he threw the Masked Rider at an event, I guess, a couple weeks ago. We will be there next week to see the game. I'm excited about that. Game time then's 2:30. This week it's 11. It's on TNT. It was originally scheduled for ESPN Plus. Now it's on TNT, so I'll be watching as soon as the podcast commences. No, ends. Commences is starting, right? All right. Let's go ahead and do the Rumble video. Take my headphones off. Give me a little swig of coffee. I feel like I'm going to talk about more than just politics today, and that's a good thing, right? I know it is. No one wants to hear about politics all the time, Steven. What do my parents always say? My dad said, people don't want to talk about politics or religion. And I quote. He had a better voice than that. Okay, here we go. Make sure the lights are on. Welcome to the Rumble for September 6th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am Stephen Roy. Yes, that's my real name. I thank you so much for listening to last week's Rumble. We had, like 60 people, according to Rumble. Hundreds, according to the X, clicked on the link to the Rumble. So who knows what's correct. Thank you so much if you watched. Thank you for watching now. I do appreciate it. I do. It is humbling to know that people all around the world are watching the Stephen Roy Show on Rumble and listening to the Stephen Roy Show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Thank you to Dish Nut Pat and the Dish Nuts for broadcasting our show there. Last week was an hour because Labor Day weekend was way busy. Recorded the podcast and Rumble on Friday night. Had family here all day Saturday. Had just enough time to get everything set up before family started arriving Saturday. We spent the day on the patio. Well, I spent the Texas Tech game watching it on TV until halftime. It was like 49-0 at halftime. So I stopped watching. The rest of my family was watching the Texas A&M game out on the patio on ESPN Plus. Last week's Tech game from Texas Tech. See, Texas Tech. Wreck 'em! Texas Tech. Last week's game was on ESPN Plus, and this week's was supposed to be two, but now it's on TNT. I'm sure it'll be a blowout, but anyway, you never take any team lightly. I've been to games. I've been to, I saw Tarleton. I saw SFA, which is, wow, Steven, you're going to forget that? Wow, can't believe I'm forgetting that. Yes, I am a stroke victim, so that is an excuse I can use forever, where you have a little bit of memory problems, but I am doing very well. I thank the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, every day that I am still here. Thank you, God, for every day on this earth, because that mini stroke, it wasn't a massive stroke. That stroke was in 2018, and here it is 2025, so oh, well over 7 years since that. Yeah, I'll have to take medicine for the rest of my life, but I am still here. Thank goodness. So, let's look it up, because it bothers me when I can't remember stuff. And now that we have the interwebs, you can look up anything. SFA. SFA, which I should know. Stephen F. Austin! Stephen F. Austin. Anywho, my point is, I've been to games early in the season. Even my first Tech game in 2017, that was the year that I escaped Skankifornia. I arrived back in the United States June 1st, 2017. That's when I crossed the border north of Muleshoe. That's when I first moved to West Texas. And I've been here ever since. Now, they played Eastern New Mexico that year. That was my first Tech game. We were 10 rows on the 50-yard line behind the Tech bench. That's how I became such a Texas Tech fan. Now, I am a fan, right? A faithful fan. I'm a Chiefs fan, even though they could have done better last night. I still watched it, had the flag flying. And speaking of which, I got to put the Tech flags out. Need to do that. I'll do that as soon as the rumble is over. I'll go grab the flags and put them out. Also got to get some ant spray. Man, these little red piss ants we have here are a nuisance. Last week I didn't spray for them, or I should say Tuesday I did yard work, didn't spray for them because I knew the game was early this week and I want to see it, and so I didn't spray for ants, and now I've got this giant ant hill. Well, giant, it's like this big around and like that tall right outside the studio door. So I'm gonna have to grab the bug spray. I need to get more this week. I go to a men's group that mostly guys from my church. Every Wednesday for lunch. It's great. It's a great men's group. Was supposed to go to a men's breakfast this morning at 8 and completely overslept. Set myself a reminder, but I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it go off. You know, I didn't hear it beep at 6:30. I was out. So I woke up at 7:30. Well, it's really too late then to jump out of bed and get dressed and run to the men's breakfast. So I missed it yet again. But anyway, the men's group on Wednesday is great, and it's not far from I'm not gonna sponsor that hardware store. Doesn't matter how high or low it is. So anyway, I don't go to the home of the Depot. I don't go there anymore. They make me angry during the Rona. Now if they sponsored the show for $1 million a year, yeah, okay, I'll stop promote them. I'm not going to otherwise. No, I am not. Anyway, I'm digressing. I've been approached by a lot of radio stations over the last few months, and yet another one last week until they found out what I wanted in salary, and that was it for that. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go to a small market station and make no money, because I've done that. You know, I did that. The worst mistake I made was my first full-time radio station in Southeast Alaska, Sitka, Alaska. Made $24,000 a year in Alaska. I'm not doing that again. If you can't pay me at least six figures for a not major market, I'm not going. If it is a major market, well, then it's going to have to be probably a couple hondo for me to go there. But I do appreciate interest. You know, I do appreciate that. I know I have a lot to contribute, especially to a smaller market, because I can do everything from engineering to on-air to production and play-by-play, live remotes, and did I mention engineering? I can do all those things. Unfortunately, the last full-time radio station I went to was more concerned with my engineering skills than they were my on-air skills, so I was relegated to voice tracking nights from 7 to midnight. That's pre-recorded if you don't know what voice tracking is. and filling in on the news occasionally when the news director was on vacation. Yay. And then, of course, I got criticized for how I did that. So, what are you going to do? I don't claim to be any sort of expert. I used to do 20 minutes of morning news at my first radio station. My second radio station had a news director, so I only had to fill in for her occasionally. And I think I did well. I mean, I once interviewed an engineer from the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, or the people that work there call it DWAP. And I asked him, I said, what do you think the chances are of restoration of Owens Lake, which is now just a dry lake bed? They spread like 1 million gallons of water on it a year. They've even planted grass on it to try to stop erosion. The Owens Valley is now a dust bowl because that lake has been dried up so they can send all the water from the Eastern Sierra to LA. Are you familiar with the California Aqueduct? I mean, it was really a feat of engineering to go from Northern California in the Eastern Sierra, that's like Mammoth, Bishop, that area, all the way to LA. That's where the California Aqueduct goes. If it wasn't for that, there would be no Los Angeles. And they are supposed to give irrigation water to farmers along the way, although we know that French Laundry Gabby and the leftist idiots in Skankramento have been gypping the farmers in the Central Valley for years out of water. And they've created a dust bowl in the Central Valley, in the San Joaquin Valley of California, because of not giving the farmers water they request. They still don't. Still don't. That's why cities like Merced are sinking like 1 inch a year, because they're pumping out groundwater. And that's the only way they can water their crops. So the San Joaquin Valley is the breadbasket of the United States. That's what it's called. Now, they grow mostly fruit and nuts, like pistachios. There was this I don't know if it's still there, but there was this pistachio farm, I guess that'd be east of Madera. I used to drive from interstate, I guess it's highway, because it's not an interstate. It's a California state highway 99, which goes from north to south through the Central Valley, and then there's Interstate 5, which goes from Bellingham, Washington, all the way to San Diego. Well, I used to take 99 if I was going to Shaver Lake. So I would drive down this side of the Central Valley, and then I would turn left in Madera and take Madera until it finally cruised up the road to go to Shaver Lake. Well, east of Madera, there was a pistachio farm. You know what was just beyond that? The overpass of the crazy train to nowhere. A bridge, like a 300-foot ginormous bridge in the middle of BFE for a train that never had one track laid. You know what that was? That was a multi-billion dollar boondoggle to disguise money laundering. That's all it was. Now, I don't remember the family. I want to say the Feinstein family, but it was Feinstein, Newsom. One of these families in California had got a no-bid contract. The first contract for the crazy train to nowhere was $990 million. Why do you think that was? So they didn't say it was $1 billion. That's right. And nothing was ever built. I'll give you a great example. A guy stopped me in Shaver Lake because my truck at the time said internet, TV, high-speed data, and security. That's what it said on the side of my truck. Well, we didn't offer high-speed data or security to Shaver Lake. It was only video, analog video, if you can believe it, back then. And it was analog video until a couple years ago when the head end burnt down, literally burnt down. I was sitting at my desk, and there was nothing on TV. So when there's nothing on TV, I have Newsmax on my big TV, and I have the Weather Channel on my little TV. I have a 55-inch up on the wall, I have a 19-inch on my desk, and I had the Weather Channel on it. Well, I look, and I go, man, that looks very familiar. That looks like the boat barn on the south side of Shaver Lake. And sure enough, it was. The fire burnt around the south side of the lake. It burned up the mountain and burned down the head end. And that was it for that. So I used to go there. I went there once Before I came to West Texas, I was there 3 times in 6 weeks until my ex-wife cried when I told her I was going to have to go back again. Then I told him, sorry, I'm not going again. And that was it for that. So, I digress just a little bit. What is my point? My point is, they were actually cutting down dead trees around Shaver Lake because that is privately held land owned by Southern California Edison. And they were cutting down the trees that have been killed by the bark beetle. Now, there was a drought at the time in Southern California and Central California. And the trees, when trees were weak or diseased, bark beetles burrow through the bark. They literally cut a ring around the tree to cut off the water supply to the tree, and that's why they die. But when I lived in Bend, Oregon, got a little bit of sausage for the breakfast. I sauteed some onions, and I whipped up 8 eggs because it was going to be for D&I and for leftovers. And I learned from Dee heard this on a reel or somewhere, to put half and half in the eggs, still chew it. Put half and half in the eggs instead of milk, and Parmesan cheese. Now, Dee had to go to work this morning, so, we found that out after I already started breakfast, so I sauteed onions, and I didn't put cheese in this time. I just whipped the eggs with a whip, and half and half, put that in there, and then I added sausage, because I need to make some bacon, but I have this pre-cooked sausage that I use for stuff like this, so I added sausage, and then I melted cheese on top. It's a Mexican blend of cheddar and Colby Jack. Oh man, so good. Anyway, let's get back to what I was going to talk about on today's show. It is amazing to me, I mean really amazing, that leftist idiots would destroy their cities by embracing the Muslim horde over citizens. That's right. They are ignoring the safety of U.S. citizens, of American citizens, by inviting in the Muslim horde and then giving them more rights than citizens. Now, disclaimer, met a nice Muslim family when I was on vacation, when Dee and I were in Mexico. We went on an excursion. There was a nice family. Now, they had probably 6 kids, but they were very nice. Obviously assimilated, since they all spoke very good English. The kids, I'm sure, were all born here. They're American citizens. The oldest daughter was absolutely beautiful, and she had a hijab on. That's the beekeeper outfit. She had one on. The mom had one on. Now, I think it's their aunt, their brother's sister was with us. She didn't have one on. So she's not probably a conservative Muslim, or maybe she's not Muslim at all. I don't know. I'm not judging. Point is, they were nice people, loud, but very nice. And so the disclaimer is that yes, some people do assimilate. They were from Chicago. However, majority of these people that are coming to this country now will not assimilate. And the majority of them are on the public dole. So if you have 2 wives and 16 children, guess what? You get a buttload of aid. You probably make more than I do in public aid, which is wrong. Okay? I have no problem with people getting welfare if they truly need it. If you're a disabled veteran, we should take care of you for the rest of your life. We should. I don't care what the disability is. Okay? If you can't work because you have some kind of medical problem, I have no problem with you getting aid. I'm not heartless. However, if you can work and you're just lazy, no, you should not get public assistance. You should have to work. The most successful program in American history was Welfare to Work, which was passed by the Newt Gingrich Congress in the 90s. And, you know, Kill Bill Clinton tries to take credit for it. All he did was sign it into law. He had nothing to do with the creation of it. Now, but, you know, the funny thing is, Kill Bill Clinton today seems like a conservative compared to these leftist idiots. Now, why would leftist idiots allow their cities and their states to be destroyed by the Muslim horde? Why would Macron and his trans-testicle wife allow France to be destroyed? Why would Starmer and his ilk allow the UK to be destroyed? When the Muslim horde In the UK, I don't care if you're Muslim or not. Okay, there's illegal aliens in the United States from every country on earth. I'm not picking on Muslims. I'm just saying the majority of them that are from North Africa, or whoever's going to the UK, are, and they're being catered to. And when I was at the airport, they had a Muslim prayer room. They didn't have a Christian chapel, right? They had a Muslim prayer room. Really? Really? You're favoring Muslims over Christians, even though the United States is still, today, a Christian nation? A vast majority of Americans identify as Christian. And so why are we catering? Why are we allowing these people to shut down streets in New York so they can face East Mecca five times a day? They could do that in a mosque. There's only one reason why they shut down streets in Londonistan, and that is to show, oh, we're a dominant force. Well, guess what? The number one name in the UK for the last several years has been Mohammed. Okay? That speaks for itself. You're a xenophobe, David. You're a racist. Really? Hey, why don't you look up xenophobe in the dictionary? You know what it actually means? It means fear of change. And if you think that Stephen Roy fears change, you're high. Do you really think I would apply for jobs in major markets in several cities in this nation if I was afraid of change? No, I am not. There are some places I won't move to, like Michiganistan. In Dearborn, Michigan, the patch on police uniforms now have muzzy squigglies. Really? You're catering to the Muslim horde over United States citizens. That is wrong. Now why? But ask yourself why. Let's look at why. Why? Why are leftist idiots giving more rights to Muslim nations than citizens, than United States citizens, or British citizens? I'll tell you why. Why don't you analyze World War II? In World War II, Hitler allied with Muslim nations, right? Why? Why do you think that is? One reason. Because he was a Jew hater. That's why. He was a Jew hater. That's why he sided with Muslim nations. Muslims hate Jews, always have, always will. Now, Judaism, right, has been around for 10,000 years. More than twice as long. I mean, five times as long. Six or eight times as long than Islam, okay? So, when you try, well, they're here in Palestine. Do you know what Palestine, the area of Palestine, is? It was never a nation. Palestine is an area which encompasses Israel and Jordan. The majority of the area is Jordan. Do you really think that King Abdullah is going to do that? Do you really think King Abdullah is going to just let go of the whole nation of Jordan for Palestine? No, he is not. It was Dee that called me. Let me text her real quick. She said, are you okay? You didn't answer the phone. I am doing the Rumble. Drive safe. I love you. She'll be home well in time for the football game, which is great. So, favoring foreigners, invaders, over American citizens. That's just wrong. Okay, let's go to the X, at Stephen Roy Radio. The X is at Stephen Roy Radio. And block. Block. If you defend Zohan the communist, well, I'm going to block you. Because his goal is to, speaking of the Muslim horde, Zohan the communist, his goal is to destroy New York City. That's his goal. And if you don't think so, you're high. Put down the doobie. I'm telling you. Mayor Adams isn't much better, but this dude actually professes that he's going to take private property to house homeless. I mean, can you imagine Fifth Avenue, bazillion-dollar apartments, they're going to be taken away from the rich and given to homeless people? How's that going to work out for you? How has that worked out for California? They've spent billions and billions and billions on the homeless, and there's more homeless now than ever before, more than anywhere else in the entire nation. Let's look at San Francisco. You know what their solution was for homeless in San Francisco? Excuse me, San Francisco. They put in 3 portable toilets at the cost of like $750,000. 3 portable toilets to stop people from essing in the street. Well, guess what? They're still dropping trow and taking a dump on the streets of San Francisco. They have a poo app in San Francisco where you can report poo, and then it'll show where the poo is, so you don't step in it. I mean, can you imagine spending $100 million a year picking up poo? I mean, that's just disgusting. You think it doesn't happen? I talked to a contractor that worked for us. They took his family to San Francisco, and the dude dropped his drawers and crapped right there in front of his family. Can you imagine the horror? Can you imagine? Oh, I've talked to people who go there, and it's not a problem. Uh-huh. But do you think they allow them to hang out on Fisherman's Wharf? Do you think so? I think I saw 2 homeless people when I was last there in 2016. So, okay. I did see one dude. He was sitting on a bridge. There's a walking bridge that goes over McCovey Cove to go from where you park. We parked like in a warehouse on the dock. That's where a lot of the parking is. And then we walked across the bridge to Giant Stadium. We had free tickets from a Bay Area sports network to be in their suite, which was awesome. And so walking across the bridge, this was the summer of 2016, and a dude held up a sign that said, "We'll kill President Trump for a dollar." I thought that was hilarious. You have to have a good sense of humor, I tell you. Okay, so let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Click here and here. Last week we talked about that this crazy person that shot up the Catholic school, a soft target, was tired of being trans. That he shouldn't have allowed himself to be brainwashed. Yeah, probably by his mother. She should be prosecuted. She refused to cooperate with police and she lawyered up. Isn't that sad? Hey, it's 58 degrees Fahrenheit in West Texas this morning. Is that global warming? Tell me, or is that global cooling? So is that global cooling? We've had the coolest summer on record in many, many, many years in West Texas and all of Texas. So is that global cooling? Is that what that means? 58 degrees when we got up this morning. It's supposed to be 62 at game time when the Texas Tech game starts. And it's not supposed to get warmer than 72 this morning. Is that global cooling? When we have over 100 degree temperatures, typically during the summer. You know, Chuckles the Clown on Double T97.3 this morning said Nevada. And that is a real pet peeve for me. And I've told you before why, if you've watched the show before. I lived in Truckee in the Tahoe area, which is in Nevada County. I lived in that, and that's in the Sierra Nevada. I lived in the eastern Sierra Nevada. I lived in Nevada City, which is also in Nevada County. Before I escaped Skankafornia, I lived in Lake of the Pines, which was in Nevada County. It has a Grass Valley address. Well, I think it did have an Auburn address, but I'm pretty sure it's still in Nevada County, right? Right across Combi Road from Bear River High School is where Lake of the Pines is. And so it's probably closer to Grass Valley than Auburn, but it had an Auburn address. Had a great prayer this morning from Chad Prather. Amen, my brother. Here it is. Sherry posted it. The Dearborn Heights Police Department, the nation's first ever Ossifer uniform featuring Arabic script. It's just disgusting. Disgusting. I said, imagine that. Essing on American citizens by kissing the A of invaders that will never assimilate. Bye-bye, Michiganistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye. The Marlins gave this... Oh, A young fan had a ball taken from him by a woman. His father went over and took the ball from a woman and gave it to his son. And the Marlins gave this young fan some gifts after a woman took the ball from him, and the crowd cheered. He is at the game celebrating his birthday. Okay, so a woman did take the ball away from him at the Marlins game. Then it shows a video of a Phillies fan that retrieves a home run ball for his son, and a woman is furious because he took it from her. I don't feel bad at all. So I said, what kind of idiot steals a ball from a child? That's kind of like stealing a hat. Did you see that tennis match when that Polish CEO stole the hat from a kid to give to his chick? I mean, what is wrong with you, man? It's a freaking ball. It's a home run or a foul ball, and you're taking it from him? You're taking a ball from somebody? You're taking a hat from a kid to give to your chick? I mean, what is wrong with you if you do either? Janie Johnston posted this. Janie Johnson. Honest debate may be a liberal's greatest fear. That's right. Because Zohan the communist in New York says he wants to debate President Trump. That's not going to happen, dude. You're just trying to get free publicity. So Johnny posted this. Scam artist Zohan the communist challenged President Trump to a debate amid sinking poll numbers. He's easily beatable if it narrows to a one-on-one race. So I think the people of the United States are getting wise to Zohan the communist, and his polls are crashing because they do not want government-ran grocery stores. Yeah, let me tell you how that works. In the former Soviet Union, oh, you might have a sausage or a piece or a loaf of bread, right? You don't have a choice of what you're going to eat in a government-ran grocery store. Look at grocery stores here. There's competition. That's why you have a whole aisle of coffee, a whole aisle of cereal, a whole aisle of breakfast bars, protein bars. You have fruit from all over the world. Yeah, I don't like fruit from Chile, but I bought oranges from Chile yesterday. It seems stupid to me. How is it possibly cheaper to put oranges in a container from New Zealand than it is to grow them in Florida? How is that possible? How is it possibly cheaper? I don't get it. Well, maybe because they pay their labor a cent an hour. Yeah, very possible. All right, we're almost done with the Rumble this morning. Do you know that Tina Peters was jailed in Colorado for exposing fraud? That's right, there was a massive fraud election in Colorado. Tina Peters exposed it and ended up in jail. And this gentleman, Eagle Ed Martin, spoke with Tina. And in fact, I followed him, and now I'm going to unfollow him again because he didn't follow me back. He said, I just spoke with Tina Peters from a prison cell. What a privilege. What a lady. God bless her. Tina, we are coming for you, ma'am. Absolutely. And I'll leave you with this, since it's already 30 minutes past the show start. William asks, can men have babies? And then it has a picture of Bathhouse Barry Prego. And I said, Bathhouse Barry has about as much of a chance of having a baby as Michael does. As Michael Malbama is a man, is a dude, is a trans testicle. Never had children. Their children were adopted. Rumor has it they came from Morocco. So there you go. No, men cannot have babies. You have to have a vagina. It cracks me up. Yeah. I'm a male to female transsexual, and I just had my period. Really? If blood is coming out of your A, you might want to get that checked. It's probably frozen tomato juice, which is disgusting, isn't it? That's just disgusting. All right, heck of a note to leave you with, but that'll do me? No, that'll do it for me. On the Rumble, thank you so much for watching. You have a great day, you have a great evening, and have a great week. Yes, now you have to. All right, that does it for the Rumble. Let's play some good music for you, and I'm going to go get some bug spray to spray those bugs. Now, I might have played this song last week, but I really love it because I love his music. You know what my favorite country music instrument is? The steel guitar, and there's plenty of it if you listen to John Party. XP Song!
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
XP sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
They say time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. Well, it's easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, but just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Where you at? Come on.
Wake up.
Get up.
Come on, man. Hey.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men below. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Read us low and mention her. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. We'll be right back.
implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Hollow between the sheets only brings exasperation. The streets smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, and though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Did I just score?
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
Quack, quack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag of the United States
of America
and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos, nachos for all.
I've still got a Woody Woodpecker.
It is our number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. This hour is less Stephen, more good music for you. And some fun music, too. That's what I'll play for you. Hope you like it. Got to cue Steph up. Let's play these two songs next. I played them before on the show, but they're so good. And they're fun. They're fun. That's what radio should be, right? Should be fun. Should be fun and entertaining, or why listening? Why list in? If I can talk. That's going to do it for me on today's show. I'm going to play stuff for another hour for you. Just under an hour, since we're 3 minutes into the second hour. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great evening. I hope you have a great week. Yes, now you have to.
I got my heartache.
put your doubts to bed tonight. Lay down and let me tell you, you're the kind of once in a life. That lock it down don't come around twice. I guess what I'm saying, this heart of mine ain't playing. If you were this guitar, I'd turn it to 11. If you were an angel, I'd pray to go to heaven. If they wouldn't let me in, I'd break the gates down. I'd break them all down. A damn drunk. Oh, hey, go on and roll those pretty blue eyes. Laugh and say, boy, you lie. Girl, I wouldn't dare to make you love me more. I can take that on for sure. What we got is crazy, crazy good. If you were this guitar, I'd turn it to 11. If you were an angel, I'd pray to go to heaven. If they wouldn't let me in, I'd break the gates down. I'd break them all down. If you were on the other side of the world, I'd spend to you, girl. I love the way you always go and mess me up. If you were a whiskey girl, I'd be a damn
extremes.
Forgot to tell you something. There's a local radio station here that has Strait at 8. I'm not kidding. They play George Strait for an hour every day at 8. Isn't that cool? Strait at 8. So that's why I'm playing some George for you. This one's for my Disa. Get carried away.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. And baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. I get carried away. Seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. I get carried away. Love is so beautiful when everything is fine, but when it is like hers and mine, it lives and dies at least 10,000 times. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again. As blue as Tulsa skies, I kept getting lost in when I met her. Hair like Oklahoma sand, I could run my hands through forever. But all good things must end, all rivers have to bend. I keep running out, but she keeps pulling me back in. Tell me something bad about Tulsa.
This is RFD.
I can see you're falling for her. Friend, you know she once was mine. So I guess I ought to warn you, 'cause you're showing all the signs. She's a devil, she's an angel, she's a woman, she's a child, she's a heart. The smile when she held me, it was heaven, it was worth the losing pain, and when she's gone. She'll leave you wishing she'd just roll your way again. She's a devil, she's an angel, she's a woman, she's a child, she's a heart.
Big four-poster king-size bed was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away. And I said, now honey, don't you even want your half of everything. She said, give it away. Just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. Still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay. She said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made. She said, give it away. I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love. And I can't even give it away.
Don't once you're in my arms, you'll see no one can kiss your lips the way I will, the way I will. Hey there, lonely girl, lonely girl, let me meet your broken heart like new. Hey there, lonely girl, lonely girl, don't you know this lonely boy loves you? Don't you know this lonely boy loves you?
spark of magic in your eye. Candyland appears each time you smile. Never thought that fairy tales came true, but they come true when I'm near you. You're a genie in disguise, all of wonder and surprise, and until I come you are, you're the one that I've been waiting for forever. Falling star to shine on you, so I'll know where you are. Or a rainbow in your favorite shade to show I love you, thinking of.
Somehow, one step closer. Accepting a good compliment. And she loves her whole family and all of her friends. So if you're the one she lets in, take it. If she gives you her heart, don't you break it. Let your arms be a place she feels safe in. She's the best thing that you'll ever have. She'll love you. If you love her on days when it feels like the whole world might cave in, stand side by side and you'll make it. She's the best thing that you'll ever have. She'll love you if you love her like that. Kiss her with passion as much as you can. Run your hands through her hair whenever she's sad. And when she doesn't notice how pretty she is, tell her over and over so she never forgets. Take it. If she gives you her heart, don't you break it. Let your arms be a place she feels safe in. She's the best thing that you'll.
Without saying a word,
up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Try as they may, they can never define what's been said.
Thank you. Feeling. Ready tonight. Three claps. Three claps. Three claps. 27 years ago, I sat in this locker room just like you guys on a knee getting ready to play a game. I walk down the locker room, it still smells the same. It takes you back real quick. One of the things that caught me was how fast 27 years goes by. There's so many people that live vicariously through you. I would give anything tonight to jump in one of these uniforms with you guys.
To do something I never had an opportunity to do. My father never saw me play. You play for your fathers tonight.
That feeling goes away. It goes away, and it doesn't come every Friday night. It comes when you get married. It comes when your child's born. So you get it. But you just don't get it every Friday night. You're gonna miss that more than anything in the world. That's what I miss. And so you seniors that are focused on college, you're focused on your work after high school, what you're gonna do next, you're focused on tomorrow, aren't you? You got plenty of time for tomorrow. But these tonights, they're going by fast. You focus on tonight. This is about you guys. This is about the guys in this room that care about each other, that know there's only so many more of these nights left. It's about you. They're a faceless opponent. They just happen to draw the short straw tonight.